This is William Cheng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. Cross-border pupils. There are not sufficient primary one places in North District for cross-border pupils next school year. Though the Education Bureau, EDB, has solved this problem by increasing class sizes. What will it do the year after next and thereafter? As neither is and either is children grow up, the problem will spread to secondary schools. What should the government do then? Yesterday, the EDB put forward the idea of creating a cross-border school net to divert cross-border pupils to places beyond North District. This is a move in the right direction. It would prevent overloading primary schools in North District and ease the mainland Hong Kong conflict, which has intensified because cross-border pupils compete with local pupils for school places in a single region. The cross-border school net solution has something to recommend it. As regards this proposal, parents of neither is or either is children are mainly concerned about transport. It may take 5 to 10 minutes more for cross-border pupils to travel to schools in other districts in the new territories. However, Hong Kong's highway system is so good that this will cause no problem at all if there are point-to-point school bus services and steps are taken to make sure that pupils will in no way be hindered at the border. Some children who live on outlying islands go to school in downtown areas. They may have to rely on public transport rather than school buses. They may have to travel farther and longer to go to school than cross-border pupils. Therefore, if transport arrangements are satisfactory and parents of neither is and either is children are given to realize the situation, the cross-border school net solution may count as not bad. Though the cross-border school net solution is a step in the right direction, it shows the government fails comprehensively to deal with the problems that may arise in relation to neither is and either is children. Such children are permanent residents of the Hong Kong SAR, whom the government ought to utilize its resources to provide with education, healthcare, and social welfare services. However, the government has yet to make any forward-looking plans to help them better to assimilate into the community. There are data about them. There are records of them because they were born here in the past decade. The problem is that the government has yet to try and find out more about them. For example, it has no idea how many of them have reached school age and intend to go to school in the SAR. We gather it has no such figures. What it has is only rough estimates. Neither is and either is children born in Hong Kong in the past decade number 200,000. Secretary for Education Eddie Ng has frankly said the government's conservative estimation is that between 40% and 50% of them would go to school in the territory. The government has not tried to find out how many of them will actually do so, even less to make any long-term plans to help them to assimilate into the community. We, therefore, suggest that it take the initiative. For example, it should conduct surveys so that it will have full data about those children and can formulate comprehensive measures. To deal with the school place problem, it should consider setting up a registration system and calling on parents of neither is and either is children to register for the school places for the sake of their education and a satisfactory assimilation so that it will have data on the basis of which it can decide what measures it needs to adopt to cope with the situation. And neither is child is one neither of whose parents is a permanent resident of the Hong Kong SAR. And either is child is one either of the whose parents is a permanent resident of the Hong Kong SAR. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by William Cheng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC Poly U.